You were the crossing guard?
That's correct. I yelled at her to stop.
An after-school tragedy is barely avoided.
I did not hit her. She ran into me.
The collision broke the mirror on your car. The little girl ended up being taken away in an ambulance.
Does this driver not know when to stop?
You want her mother to pay for the mirror on your car?
Yes, Your Honor.
What you should be saying is, thank God I didn't kill her.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Robin Brooke is suing Svetlana Gutierrez and her daughter, 9-year-old Emmy, for damage to her car after Emmy ran into it while crossing the street.
Order. All rise. This is case number 488 on the calendar, the matter of Brooke versus Gutierrez.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Young men, have a seat.
Miss Brooke, who are these two adorable young boys?
My boys.
Mm-hmm. And they go to school?
Yes.
And you were picking them up from school?
Yes.
On what date?
I picked them up on February 1st, 2018.
They were already in the car?
Yes.
And you were driving?
Yes, Your Honor.
How far away from the school were you?
Within feet of the school.
How many feet? From where to where?
From, like, here.
From where you are?
From standing from where I am to that door.
12 to 15 feet?
Yes, Your Honor.
And how many children go to that school?
Probably, like, 500 kids.
And the children all get out at the same time?
Yes, Your Honor.
What time?
They get out at 3 o'clock.
And there are a lot of parents that pick up their children from school?
Yes.
By car?
Yes.
So if I were a parent picking up my child from school, I would be traveling about 2 miles an hour, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Around the school. That slow until I got away from it. This is what your case is about. According to you, on February 1st of this year, you picked up your boys at school, and the defendant's little girl came running out, darting out into the road, collided with your car. And when she collided in your car, she broke your mirror on your car.
Yes, Your Honor.
And the little girl ended up being taken away in an ambulance.
Yes.
And had a fractured clavicle and severe bruising requiring stitches to her chin. I assume you have all those medical records for
yes,
you to
look
at.
Yes, and I have pictures as well.
Just a second. And now what your lawsuit is you want her mother to pay for the mirror on your car.
Yes, Your Honor. She collided. I was going very slowly, and it was a side impact. I did not hit her. She ran into me. And she was going against the crossing guard, going in an area where you're not supposed to be crossing at all. And I heard the crossing guard scream, stop. And that's the moment that she hit my vehicle.
You understand that just by the expression on my face, if you are an intelligent woman, you understand that you have an uphill battle with me. Because you're in a school zone, you're in a school area, you've just picked up your two toddlers. What's his name?
Tyler.
Now, if someone else were picking up Tyler at school, and you got a call that Tyler was in the hospital because he was crossing the street to get into the car that was waiting to pick him up, and he had a fractured clavicle, and he had bruising and stitches, he needed stitches on his face, would you think that the person who hit him should have been more cautious?
No, not if you understand the scenario and the situation. There's a video that I have.
I'd like to see it.
Here's where the fence ends. And this is where the child came out. This is where Emmy came out.
Just, I don't see what you...
What I'm sharing with you, I took that video when there was no cars there. But that's the entrance and the exit to the car. Going back, it's a two-way lane.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Traffic.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Neither does anybody else who's watching this.
If I could explain, it's a two-lane road. One is going southbound to go into the school, and the other is going northbound, going out. The cars are completely...
I was going northbound. You were
and
going
I was going
out of
extremely
the,
slow.
Just a second. You were going out of the school.
I was going out of the school. I passed the school fence, so it happened a few feet out of the school. I was going extremely...
15 feet.
I was going extremely slow, and then all the cars on that side, it's car after car after car. It is not a school, an area to cross. Where Emmy had crossed is not an area to cross. There's a multitude of car after car after car after car. There is no crossing guard standing over there. I'm on the opposite, going very, very, very slow.
Very, 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 very slow.
Yes, I was going extremely slow.
If you were going so slowly, explain her broken clavicle.
I can't.
Just wait. Listen to me. Without talking, if you're going so slowly and the child hits your mirror so that you're practically at a standstill, because that's the way you should be when you're exiting a school where 500 children are coming out of a school, whether they're crossing at a crossing place or not. How old are you?
Nine.
How old are you, Tyler?
Eight.
Eight, where they're crossing at a crossing space where they're supposed to cross or not. You're the parent, you're the grown-up. Kids sometimes cross where they're supposed to, sometimes kids cross where they're not supposed to. Until I don't see any children anymore, I'm gonna be crawling out of here. So if she hits your car, if she runs into your car, she can't run with the speed to cause her clavicle to break unless your car is also moving. And it may not have been going 30 miles an hour, maybe it was going 10 miles an hour, but fast enough for you to injure her. Because if your car wasn't moving that fast, she wouldn't have been that injured. I don't know if she was that injured. I'm going to take a look.
It was a side impact. It was not a front impact. Sure. It was a side impact. Sure.
Show me how it was a side. I'm curious.
I would like
to see how it was a side impact.
May I show you the picture?
Absolutely. Because that would have meant that she ran into your car seeing it, because the mirror is in the middle of your car.
She literally ran into the car. And the moment that she smacked against my car, I promptly stopped. It was a side impact. It was not any front impact.
Just a second.
That is my mirror that she fell completely off.
You can't tell this was a side impact. How could you tell this was a side impact?
That's exactly where it hit. And my entire side mirror fell off.
Well, I know it was your side mirror, but that doesn't mean that she ran into your side mirror. It means she collided with your side mirror.
Yes, that's exactly where it happened. Okay. And the car stopped on a dime. There was nothing I could do to avoid the situation.
I don't know that.
And I have also the crash report that speaks to that as well.
I'm more than happy to look at it.
Please.
Who are you?
I am Emmy's stepfather, Svetlana's boyfriend.
Shit. Who are you?
I'm the Whitnami crossing guard.
Good. Stand up, please. Tell me your name, sir.
Mark Masansnik.
Mr. Masansnik, you were the crossing guard?
That's correct.
Are you going to tell me that this little girl was crossing not where she's supposed to cross?
This little girl was ready to dart across the street. She's supposed...
No, don't tell me what she was ready for.
Okay.
I want you to answer my question first, and then I will elicit the information that I need. She was not crossing in a designated area.
Correct.
Did you see her when she was about to step off?
Yes, I did.
Did you tell her not to cross?
I yelled at her to stop.
The time you yelled at her to stop, did you see the plaintiff's car?
Yes, I did.
Did you yell at her to stop because you saw the plaintiff's car? The answer would be yes.
Yes.
Were you standing behind the plaintiff's car or in front of the plaintiff's
car? In front of the car.
So if plaintiff was paying attention, she would have seen Emmy about to cross the street. Because we're talking about a 15-foot, that's what she testified to, that from where she was to where Emmy was, was about 15 feet. And how far from where Emmy was were you?
About 30 feet.
You're standing 30 feet away from Emmy. And how far away from Emmy was the plaintiff?
Actually, when she ran, on top of her. She ran just as Miss Brooke was on top of her. She had no time to do anything.
Sit down.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What instead of breaking her clavicle and causing some stitches, the collision killed her? Would you be suing her mother for the broken mirror on your car? I want you to think about your answer very carefully.
And later today,
show me the payments that you made since October.
I didn't agree with it.
A moron. You are so lucky that you...
Yes, I am.
Yeah, very, very lucky. He doesn't even look like a bargain.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Robin Brooks says, 9-year-old Emmy Gutierrez
damaged her side view mirror when she ran into her car while crossing the street. Emmy's mother, Svetlana, is countersuing for her daughter's pain and suffering.
Now, Your Honor, can I say something, please? Where she was coming out of, children do not come out of there. Where the fence ends is where 99% of the parents come pick their, if they're walkers, they're picking their kids up. No one is expecting a child to come out from where they're coming out from.
Then they're stupid. If 500 children are coming out of a school at the same time.
They are not coming out from there. That is not true. The children do not come out where this
accident happened. You're not paying attention when 500 children are dismissed from a school at the same time. If they come out from under, over, underneath, aside from a fence, at the where they're supposed to cross, that's what parents are supposed to anticipate.
It was a side impact. I couldn't control what was happening.
Don't say a thing. Don't say
it. It was a side impact. I did not hit her. She ran right into me. As soon as she ran, I stopped. I did not see her because I didn't expect the child to come out where they're not supposed to.
That's your problem. That's exactly right. You did not expect her to come. She came out of the wrong place. She came out from a place she wasn't supposed to come. I buy it. 100%. I buy it. You're the grown-up. Anticipate an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old is going to come out. Cross
not
the street.
From the side. Oh, I could.
Listen, she's not fixing your mirror.
No.
Get it through your head. She's not fixing your mirror. You should go like this. What a tragedy this could have been. What an absolute horrendous ending.
Just because a person is driving a car doesn't mean that person is wrong. It was a side impact.
Just a second. I didn't so far say you were wrong. I said to you, you're the grown-up you're supposed to anticipate. And instead of suing her mother to fix your mirror, what you should be saying is, thank God I didn't kill her. Thank God my car didn't. Instead of her hitting her clavicle on the mirror, she could have hit her. If she was shorter, like Tyler, she would have hit her head on the mirror and would have been gone. And then if she were gone, would I have sued her mother for the damage to my mirror? I'm asking you a hypothetical question. What instead of breaking her clavicle and causing some stitches, the collision between the child and your car killed her. Would you be suing her mother for the broken mirror on your car? I want you to think about your answer very carefully. I just want to find out who I'm dealing with. Instead of hurting her, you killed her. Would you be suing her mother to replace the mirror on your car?
You're making the implication I hit her intentionally.
No, I'm not.
And I did not.
Madam,
by any stretch.
Madam, I am not making that implication at all. I asked you a question, which I will rephrase to you because perhaps you don't understand
absolutely
English.
Absolutely not.
Of course not.
I did not want her to get injured.
Listen to me.
I stopped. I did everything correctly.
You're not answering my question. I'm going to get an answer to my question. Let us assume for this hypothetical that instead of Emmy being the size she is, instead of breaking her clavicle, killed her. My question is, would you be suing her mother to replace the mirror on your car? That is either a yes or a no.
I'm not going to answer that.
Why
not?
Because
it's not the same thing.
Oh, it's absolutely the same thing. Well, it would be different if it was your son's clavicle.
She ran into my vehicle.
Your case is dismissed. We're done. Now, you have a counterclaim.
Yes, I have a counterclaim.
Okay. I know you have a counterclaim, and she should have been more careful, and Emmy should have been crossing at a place where she was supposed to cross, right?
Correct.
100%. Say goodbye and say, I'm very lucky that my daughter was injured the way she was and wasn't seriously hurt and had 5 stitches, and next time she's going to cross at the green and not in between, she's going to cross where there's a guard. Are we finished? Perfect.
Why is that excused? You may step out.
There was no reason the child should have ever been there.
Seeing the ambulance and her on the ground covered in blood.
The girl ran into the car.
She just kept on grabbing me and saying, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I'm grateful that she is okay. I have no hard feeling to the parents.
Thank you, Judge Judy. You rock.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lopez versus Arellano. Step forward.
Irene Lopez is suing her ex-boyfriend, Jesus Arellano, for bail money, unpaid loans, and punitive damages due to financial hardship.
Mr. Arellano, I'm going to start with you.
Sure.
You and Ms. Lopez were in a relationship for
Correct.
A period of time. The same time you were in a relationship with Ms. Lopez, you sort of had another relationship on the side.
Yes.
She found out about it. And so you're no longer, and it was ugly.
Right.
So you're no longer in a relationship. At some point during the relationship, you were arrested. I'd like you to tell me in what month and year you were arrested?
October.
Of last year?
Last year.
And what were you arrested for?
Warrants.
But there's no such crime called a warrant.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Woman to woman, what was the attraction?
His talk at the time when we met. That's it. I mean, that's what more can I say, Your Honor?
Nothing. Make better choices. Life is full of choices.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Irene Lopez says, ex-boyfriend Jesus Arellano owes for bail, loans, and for putting her into financial hardship.
You're arrested on a warrant because you failed to appear in court or because a grand jury indicts you and issues a warrant. But there's no crime in any penal law called warrant. So you were arrested on a warrant for what?
A charge.
A charge. Also, not in the penal code.
Domestic violence.
You were arrested on a domestic violence charge because you either failed to appear in court when you were supposed to?
Correct.
Okay. And the domestic violence charge did not involve this plaintiff?
No.
Did it involve the woman with whom you were having a sideline?
Correct.
You have children with that woman?
Yes.
How many?
Three.
Do you have any children together?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And when you were arrested for domestic violence with regard to this other woman with whom you have three children, you made a phone call. And the phone call that you made, do you have family here, Mr. Arellano?
Yes, I do.
Tell me what family you have here.
I have two sisters, my mom and my dad.
You have your mom?
Correct.
You have your sisters?
Correct.
Your dad?
Correct.
Didn't call your mom, your dad, or your sisters, all of whom are over the age of 21. You were entitled to one phone call. The one phone call you made was to Miss Lopez.
Correct.
And Miss Lopez bailed you out.
Correct.
How much was his bail?
The total bail was $50,000. I had to put 8% down, which was $4,000. And out of that $4,000, I put $2,000 cash.
What happened to the case of domestic violence with regard to the mother of your three children, Mr. Arellano?
I'm going to classes.
Also, not a disposition known in any court. You plead guilty, you plead nolo contendere, which means that if I went to trial, I'd probably be found guilty, so I'll make it like I'm pleading guilty. Somebody gets a protective order and you say, I'm going to consent to them having a protective order. You go to trial and you're found guilty, and as a condition of your remaining a free person, you have to go to anger management classes?
Correct.
So what was it? Did you plead guilty?
Yes, I did.
All right, so you were convicted of domestic violence, and as a condition of whatever sentence it was, you have to go to classes. You understand?
Yes.
Going to classes is not one of the listed sentence alternatives, just like warrant isn't a crime.
Mm.
Now you understand?
Getting there.
You pay your own bail.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
How much did she lay out for you for bail?
$2,000, you just said.
The other two was covered by him?
No. He is supposed to make monthly payments, and he's only made one payment since then.
Show me your payments.
I didn't pay her.
No, not pay her. You're supposed to pay the other $2,000 for your bail. Show me the payments that you made since October.
I didn't agree with it.
A moron. You are so lucky that you...
Yes, I am.
Yeah, very, very lucky. He doesn't even look like a bargain. I mean, what was the attraction? Seriously, now that the case is over, you get your $4,000 bail because you're going to be stuck for it because he's a deadbeat. So what I'd like you to tell me is, woman to woman, what was the attraction?
His talk at the time when we met. That's it. I mean, that's what more can I say, Your Honor?
Nothing. Make better choices. Life is full of choices.
Yes, very.
Good luck to you. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $4,000. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I never agreed to it.
Awesome.
She had the money.
Very frustrating because I didn't want to see him.
She caught me with someone else.
I got a phone call from the other woman.
The Viagra, she paid for it. I didn't.
He couldn't perform, so he wanted help.
The heart wants what it wants.
Oh, I deserve a lot better than him. A whole lot better.